Good morning, everybody. It's 16 minutes to 10 a.m. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Breakfast here on 2SER 107.3. Now, it is the Easter long weekend as the Catholic Church celebrate Easter and a few other religions around the world. A lot of us, though, are just enjoying the long weekend off, enjoying a bit of chalky. But there are really some interesting ways that people decide to celebrate Easter. There's some interesting traditions that have formed over the years. I've been telling everyone this morning about my mum's tradition of throwing Easter eggs at you and hoping you don't catch them so they smash on the floor and then you have to eat them. In foil, I should mention that they stay in the foil. But there are traditions all around the world that people adhere to around Easter time. So we are joined in the studio this morning by three of our wonderful producers. We've got Michael and Marlene and Mickey, the M team, the coolest M team in the world. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Very good.
Now, the guys are in here because they've put together a list of incredible and quirky and interesting Easter traditions from around the world. So what have we got to kick it off this morning?
All right. So we're starting off with Bulgaria. In Bulgaria, they have, instead of egg hunts, they have egg fights.
Oh.
So the egg fight, the winner is whoever comes out of the game with an unbroken egg.
Oh.
Which I imagine would be quite challenging.
Oh, it's like protect the egg.
Mm-hmm. Protect it at all costs. And whoever has that egg unbroken is considered to be the most successful member of the family in the coming year.
Now, food fights don't seem like a good thing to do. Mm. I would get in so much trouble. But that's not unsimilar from my household.
Yeah,
we do throw eggs at each other. They're just chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What else have we got from around the world?
Okay, we have over in Finland. It's a tradition a bit like Halloween.
So okay.
All the young Finnish children on Palm Saturday and Sunday dress up as witches. They paint freckles on their faces.
Cute.
And basically it's paying acknowledgement to the old Western belief that witches roam at Easter time. So parts of the country also light their bonfires to ward against evil spirits.
Against the witches.
So instead of coming to their house, you know, for sweets and Halloween, they're asking for chocolate eggs.
Okay. I love the chocolate has weaseled its way in, though, in both situations.
It happened.
All right. So that was in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have we got any more?
Okay, well, we've got another throwing, because a lot of these involve throwing things.
Yep.
Over in Greece, there's a tradition of pot throwing. So in the morning, this morning, Holy Saturday, people throw pots and pans out of the windows, smashing them onto the street, and welcome the spring, symbolizing the new crops that will be gathered in the new pots.
I love that. That's gorgeous. That's fun. That's also messy. Why are these all
that
messy?
That would be... Many people will be sleeping in this morning for the long weekend. That's not happening over in Greece when pots of pans are being literally thrown out the window.
Oh, my word. This is cool. I like this. I think if I did that, though, I'm a little too cheap to do that. I don't want to buy new ones.
Yeah, where do they get all the spare pots?
Yeah, there must be like the biggest sale ever.
Make ceramic ones,
at, like,
maybe.
The Victoria's Basement equivalent in Greece is just doing a roaring trade this weekend.
Well,
oh, this is fun. Now, Michael, did you have one to tell us as well?
Yeah, I found a weird one in Russia that was instead of talking about rabbits, they do lambs apparently, which is with every Easter feast in Russia, they'll sculpt a lamb out of butter. And just keep it on the table, apparently a butter lamb, if you will, to ward off Satan. Apparently,
Satan doesn't like butter.
No, I think he doesn't like lambs.
Oh,
but, I'm sure he's also.
I wouldn't want to make that lamb.
No, it seems like there's a lot of work in that.
Yeah, Satan and his fear of trans fats. But,
yeah, absolutely. Satan is a big fan of the Weight Watchers. Clearly, you got to watch your waist. Yeah. Okay, so lambs and calories are not Satan's friend.
No,
Did you see any photos of these lambs? How intricate are they?
No, it was surprisingly difficult. Like, you think the Russian people would take more photos of their magical food lambs, but...
They're butter lambs.
Yeah, they're butter lambs.
Oh, wow, I have so many questions about the butter lambs.
Maybe there's a tradition around that, like, maybe there's a giant rule, don't take photos of the lamb.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
some sort of some sort of superstition.
About the lambs. This is wonderful and magical, and I will do none of it because I am a terrible sculptor and I don't like to waste butter. But, okay, have we got any more from around the world?
We do, actually. In New Zealand, in a bid to curb invasive species, 500 hunters compete to collect the most rabbits possible, with the top prize being $3,500 New Zealand dollars. Around 20,000 rabbits are collected each year.
Wow.
Top prize, $3,500 New Zealand dollars.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. They do have a real problem with invasive species in New Zealand as well, whether it's the rabbits or their possums. We did that to them, and I'm really sorry for that, because they turn into like mutant crazy big possums.
I mean, my granddad came back from New Zealand and he gave me a beanie just made out of possum. I was like, because apparently anyone can just go out and shoot a possum and turn it into
They're super awful animals, and they're really aggressive, and they're bigger, and they're crazier in New Zealand. But I don't know, because we have nice possums, and I look at them and I'm like, no, don't hurt the possums. These are all so cool. Do you guys have any Easter traditions in your families before we go?
I don't celebrate Easter because I'm Jewish, and we celebrate Passover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And is that at this time of year?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, that's cool. Were there any last traditions from around the world that we wanted to explore before we get out of here?
Okay, there is this one last one.
Okay.
Okay, yes. It's in France. Get ready.
I'm down. I'm ready.
In a southwestern town, they are currently doing their own egg hunt, collecting 15,000 eggs.
What?
And they're going to use all those eggs to create a giant omelette for Easter Monday.
Okay,
15,000 eggs.
Oh my God. They need the butter lambs.
Yeah. They've got to come together. It takes them 50 volunteers to crack all those eggs, and we were working it out before that means 300 egg cracks per volunteer.
Oh my Lord. Imagine how much shell gets through. When you're cracking that many eggs, then you've got to get some shells through there too. There's got to be. That's my worst. Yeah. I hate shells in anything scrambled.
So the story behind making this big omelette is apparently when Napoleon and his army were traveling through the south of France, they stopped in this small town, ate omelettes, loved it so much, they ordered the townspeople to gather their eggs and make a giant omelette for his army the next day.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, General. You could also make many small omelettes. Yeah. It doesn't have to be one enormous one. Oh, I love this. Gosh. This is great. All right. So if you're not eating chocolate, you're making butter lambs. Mm-hmm. If you're not making butter lambs, you're making giant omelets. This is great. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning. And it was Passover yesterday, Mickey?
It's still Passover.
How long does it go for?
It's happening up until, where is it? Yeah, next Saturday.
Beautiful. Well, happy Easter to anyone out there who celebrates. Happy Passover to anyone who celebrates. And enjoy the chocolate to absolutely everybody. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.